I'm here at Emporium with Suzanne Proctor, who plays Bagheera, and Gordon Winter, who is the King of the Monkeys in The Jungle Book. You're both performing. My question, first of all, would be to Gordon. Gordon, what would you say is the difference between a good and a bad adaptation of anything?
Well, I think the adaptation has to stand on its own feet and work as an entertainment in its own right. I think what's interesting about The Jungle Book is this is trying to go back to the Rudyard Kipling version, although most people know it from the Walt Disney cartoon version, which is great.
So, but do you think people have to try and get Disney out of their head these days quite a lot? Because there's a Disney version of everything, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the problem. And people who are coming along expecting to see the Disney version, I mean, I would be doing, I'm the King of the Swingers, yeah, the Jungle VIP, but I'm not. I'm doing the Mike Carter version, which is just as delightful.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah. All the songs are, actually, aren't they? Because, they're not the ones that people are going to expect. You know, but they're actually just as much fun, and a lot of them have audience participation as well, so that's quite nice.
And there's lots of kids in the cast.
Yeah.
There's a large cast of monkeys and stuff, who we haven't met yet.
Yep.
We haven't met yet, because it's our first day. This is our first day of rehearsing, so we're very excited.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to meeting all these children who are going to be performing with us, and meeting all the children who are going to be in the audience.
Suzanne, how do you play an animal?
Well, do you know what? We've just started looking at that this morning, and we're trying to actually not go too far down the animal route, and just kind of have... We're all going to be, you know, not on all fours, we're going to be on two legs, but we're just going to have little hints of animal, maybe just, you know, with a head movement or holding your hands in a particular way. And obviously, the actual walk might be more animal-like, but we're not actually all going to be, you know, crawling around on all fours. But I have to say, the monkeys probably will be more animal than the panthers or the wolves, because obviously that's easier, because generally monkeys are, you know, on 2 feet rather than the four like a panther or a wolf. So we're kind of going down the animal route, but it's more just sort of slight gestures and slight head movements. That kind of makes sense.
So in a way, you're trying to humanise these characters without losing whatever those animal qualities are.
Exactly. That's the route that we're trying to take, you know. So hopefully it'll work.
You're a bit of a femme fatale, I would say. I'd say you're a film star.
I would say I am. I think I'm going to be doing lots of lounging around in the jungle.
Yeah.
And, playing a bit of havoc with Baloo, I think.
So, Gordon, is there some method acting going on in here, Mr. Monkey? Are you heading out dressed as a monkey?
I'm not dressing up as a monkey, but I'm thinking monkey. I'm thinking monkey all the time. Is that monkey? It's not really monkey. That's more monkey.
Trust me to get an interview with two actors, but that's great. So just give us a flavour of what that first rehearsal was like.
Well, it's learning songs. It's learning songs and running through the stuff. So, I mean, it's familiarising ourselves with the whole overall feel of the thing rather than concentrating on our own bits. You kind of get, you know, everybody comes together, you sit there and you read the play so that you kind of get to know it as an overall thing. Because when you have the script at home, you just look at your own part. So, you know, it's a nice day. It's a nice day because it breaks the ice. Everybody gets to know each other and you get an overall feel of the whole show and how it's going to work and how much fun it is.
And actually, I've already been actually dancing. We've started actually setting some of the numbers already. So we've gone, you know, sung them, and then straight away we were kind of in with Nathan, the choreographer, and dancing away and doing lots of crazy moves, which is really good.
You look great, what you were doing.
Oh, good.
Very impressive.
And also, though, I mean, at a time now where there is Disney and so on, a bit like what happened to the Brothers Grimm, you know, the original stories are quite scary and frightening. The original Rudyard Kipling is not the same as the Disney, is it?
I think there are a lot of lessons in it. I mean, I think it's quite a useful introduction for children to life, you know, because, I mean, essentially the chief monkey's a bit of a bully. He's a bit scary. He wants to get fire. He wants to be told by the man cub, Mowgli, what fire is. So, you know, but then he gets his comeuppance, because then Shere Khan, the tiger, kind of humiliates him. So it's whatever that you feel that there's a bully who's incredibly scary, in the end there's a bigger bully who will humiliate that bully. So I think it's quite a good lesson in life for children, that you see that whoever you're scared of is actually scared of somebody else. So, you know, we're, you know, it's not a strict, you know, everybody's scared of this particular person. And I think that's the kind of law of the jungle, isn't it?
Gordon, last time I saw you acting, I think it was in Edinburgh, and you were playing a hoodlum in Get Carter. Are you getting typecast here?
As being scary. I'm a bit scary. I'm scary, but I'm also funny.
I have to say, Chief Monkey is very funny. Please do come along, because he's very, very funny. Yeah.
And as actors then, you're given a script, you learn the script, and obviously you're going to take direction. But this, the difference between panto and children's theatre, that I see a lot of both, is that you do have to actually make these actors of the same quality as if you were playing people. These are not throwaway characters, are they? You've got to really step into the skin of these characters that you're playing. Yeah, look, I've got him speechless now. But, you know, so you know, take me through how you're going to hit the ground running on the first night and be an absolutely believable King of the Monkeys.
Well, I mean, it's all in the script. The script is really well written. And, you know, the monkey, he's a funny guy, but you wouldn't want to mess with him. And, you know, he's got authority, he's a little bit scary, and he's obsessed with this idea of getting the fire so that he can rule the jungle. And that's sort of what sets man apart.
There's no overlap here between him and Gordon, then?
There's quite a lot of overlap between him and Gordon. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, he's trying to be authoritative and trying to be funny, which is what I try to do in my life.
And in terms of these characters have got real personalities, then, how do you all join up? You know, how do you make sure that each character isn't upstaging the next one? Because there's a lot of powerful animals here.
Yeah, there is, but we all kind of get our moment, if you know what I mean. We all get specific times where we have our own little moment, so therefore, you know, the characters become really defined then. And then actually, I don't actually think there's a moment where we do all come together. I mean, I think there's going to be a big finale at the end, but actually, as I say, you know, we all just get our own moment, which is quite nice, and all the characters are actually so defined. So that makes it, you know, quite easy for people to differentiate, and also for somebody not to actually, you know, take the stage for themselves, which actually Chief Monkey might just do that, but just again because of the script and because of his character. But we're also defined that we do all get our own, you know, our own special moment.
The way it's written is that the audience join in an adventure with Mowgli, and they go through meeting a whole series of animals one after the other. So each of the actors playing the animals gets their moment. And there's not really a lot of interaction between the particular animals. I mean, I just have that moment where Shere Khan comes along and humiliates me at the end. And otherwise, it's me and my gang of monkeys and Mowgli.
And the Emporium, it's not a tiny venue, but it's not a huge one. So the audience are going to be right close up. Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And I think they're going to transform the whole auditorium into a jungle. So you're going to be straight into an environment which is a sort of adventure playground on different levels. I think it's going to be a very adventurous piece of design. And yeah. I think, you know, it's going to be a full-on experience for the audience as soon as they come in. It's going to be completely magical, I think, for children, and very, very believable and absorbing. And I think they'll go away singing the songs and being scared of Chief Monkey.
And Suzanne, when you wake up in the morning now, I mean, this is the first thing you do. Do you head to the mirror and start doing noises?
Yeah, doing a little bit of purring. I have to say, last night I was watching on YouTube some sort of panthers, you know, just to kind of check out their movements. And I did actually at one moment then look in the mirror to kind of, you know, I was kind of rubbing my head against my hand and seeing if it actually did look like what I was, you know, what I was watching on YouTube. Because it's tricky. You want to get some kind of sort of movement that is going to make people think that I'm, you know, that I'm a panther. And but I haven't started purring at the mirror yet, but I might just do that soon, who knows.
Final question to both of you separately. Before you die, whenever that is, one more part to play that you've always wanted to play, what is it?
Well, I mean, I'd like to do a panto dame. That's a modest ambition I would like to achieve, and do a kind of Les Dawson. That's not him. That's someone else, isn't it?
I could so imagine that. Okay, so there's a call out there for anyone that needs a pantomime dame.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Do you know one part I've always wanted to do, but I don't know if I'm getting a bit old now. Someone said I could still do it, is Educating Rita. I'd love to play Educating Rita. It's one of my kind of dream roles.
Not Michael Caine, I hope.
Oh, no, no, no. Someone a bit younger than that now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to play Rita in Educating Rita.
Well, it's a jungle out there, and it's going to be a jungle in here at Emporium, so come along to see Jungle Book. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.